The wait is over. The wait is over. A blog called SAR. The Wave Files. Yeah. You can hear me now. Put me in your pocket. Enjoy.
I guess people are not into nostalgia like they say they are. Hello? 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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, another blog. Blog called SAR. Yes, that's me. Yeah, I appreciate you guys subscribing, liking, telling a friend, tell a friend. Be sure to do that. Yes. Yeah. Oh, you're also listening to it on your favorite podcast app. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Appreciate that. Okay, cool. Okay, I get back at y'all. Okay. You saw what I had in my hand, yes. It was a recent cop, and I was surprised that I was able to get it. I mean, I guess people are not into nostalgia like they say they are. Unless it has the Jumpman logo on it on the Nike, or the Nike, you know, stamp in the back. The Converse weapon has always had a nice, like, little soft spot in my four chambers there. You know what I mean? To me, it's a iconic basketball sneaker. Came out in 86. I mean, that's my favorite year, obviously. You know, one of my goals when I definitely got back into collecting was to basically get anything retroed from that year, starting with the weapon. And I think I got the Forum Highs, you know, Adidas, even though that came out back in what, 84 or whatnot. I'm like, that's close enough. Give me that. I just have an affinity for old school sneakers, man. Mid 80s, late 80s, even up until the early mid 90s run of sneakers. They're great looking. They're chunky. They're high. I know the performance isn't as great, you know, not as comfortable, i.e. the Jordan 1s, like, nah, man, those hurt, man, like, but they look cool, some of them look cool, the colorways, nice. What I had in my hand was the Fragment Converse weapon. It's pretty cool, you know, the leather looks aged a bit, you know, give it that retro look, worn look, almost. Nice materials, the blues, I like that, the black, it's a nice touch. Yeah, I have the OG weapon sitting somewhere on Earth. Wait, somewhere. Whoa! Ha! Right here. See, look at that. Yeah, I've been wearing it, I've been rocking it, you see? Yeah. I think I got these back in 2014, 2015. That sounds about right, right? Yeah. I mean, can't deny that, man. The old school heads, look. See, look, the thread in it. Yeah. Come on, I've been wearing mine. I've been wearing them. Compared to these joints, you know, you can see a little difference here. And then, of course, the nice shoelace, you know, got the cream joint, coke joint, black. I might keep it black. I don't know what y'all think. Yeah. Feels nice. That's cool. Converse weapons, guys. I mean, what's your thoughts on those iconic sneakers right there? I mean, does it bring the feels back to you? Do you imagine Bird and Magic, you know, doing the commercial? Exactly. Yes. Yeah, let me get up out of here. Lace these up. I might do one sneaker each. You know how to. No. Thanks for tuning in as usual. Stay true. Stay you. Continue to do what you do as long as you're not hurting anyone in the process. Okay? Till next time, peace out, or I should say, peace in.
Take you out, take you out, take you out, watch it all go down. thanks for listening to The Wave Files, a blog called SAR. The Wave Files. Yes, podcast. Ain't that awesome? You can see me on YouTube, and you can hear me here. Because you subscribed, and you shared it with your folks. You're amazing. I appreciate y'all. You can also follow me across all social platforms. SAR Beach out. Till next time. Peace.